cannot turn the ball over against Carolina Panthers, and especially give them a short field. You have a quarterback that can create create mismatches with his arm, with his legs. You have a solid running game. I mean, they play blue-collar football the way this team was assembled, and you cannot give these guys a chance to breathe in. The fourth quarter comeback was commendable, but it just wasn't enough at the end.
All right, what do you say we now go back to down on the field where Paul Dottino caught up with players coming off?
Rashad, certainly an improbable comeback. Is there any way you can put this heartbreaker into words after what's happened all season long?
No, hats off to them. Good team. They played well enough to win. We left a lot of yardage and plays out there, starting with myself. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, proud of the way we compete. Got a good team. We got to finish out strong.
Again, the resiliency of this team. I think everyone in the building probably thought you were in real deep trouble. And the way you guys came back was pretty much a testament to how you guys have the fight in you.
Yeah, every single one of us got a fight. That's the character of this team. That's by the leadership of the coaching staff. And, you know, we're just going to continue to fight.
But the reality of the record, not so good right now. That's got to be tough to swallow.
It's tough to swallow because we know we're a good team. We're better than what our record says. We're better than what the points we put up. But it is what it is. That's what we've earned so far. We got to look in the mirror and find a way to go get a win next week.
Well, Jonathan and Robert, both of you guys are Jersey tough. And I guess you guys showed that here in the fourth quarter when the game looked to be out of reach.
I don't think there's no quitting this team, but, you know, we gave it our all. We kept fighting, and, you know, unfortunately, we didn't make the plays where we needed them. You know, it's a learning experience, and we could take a lot from this, but, you know, our season is still going, and we're going to keep fighting and keep preparing and keep trying to win and to get a big one next week.
Jonathan, how difficult is it to deal with Cam Newton when you know we can talk?
Something they don't come up with it again.
Yeah, well, they definitely had their opportunities today, and one of the reasons why, you know, you can't drop a touchdown early like Odell Beckham did, I think that really the momentum of the game, everybody came out, they came out so ready to play, so on fire on defense and on offense. It just, when that play happened, their best player on the Giants not coming through with
themselves an LG Electronics 55-inch class 1080p, full HD, smart curve, OLED, 3D TV. You got that? Because I'm not saying it again, that's for sure. Anyway, you got to go to Adorama, and we got a lot more coming up. Of course, we want to hear from head coach Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning, Paul Dottino with more players, NFC East standings. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. All right, once again, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. I am Russ Salzberg outside of MetLife Stadium. What do you say we can now go back inside MetLife Stadium and hear what head coach Tom Coughlin has to say?
I was proud of the way that our team came back. I really did think that the before the half was where the damage was most inflicted because of the fumble. And then the failure to convert on a third and one in which they scored in that particular drive as well. So you had a game that was very, very tight that ended up being 21-7 at the half. And, you know, we resolved to come back out and do better. We didn't do better right away. But after we had scored the second touchdown, I thought the whole team kind of caught fire and our momentum came back and we created some opportunities for ourselves and got some turnovers and got the ball in the end zone. So, you know, it was to tie it up that way, being down 35-7 and come back and tie it up. That's an outstanding tribute to our team, to our players, to our coaches. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. And that's what we have to deal with is again, not finishing the way we want to finish. And the other guy took the ball down and scored. And so we find ourselves in this position. But I did tell them that I was proud of the way they battled.
Coach, Odell dropped a touchdown in the first quarter, could have set the stage out there. Did it appear to you that he was playing probably more emotional than focused in that first half?
I think that's probably what he would tell you. You know, we had discussed prior to the game going in what the expectation would be, and he thought that that was all behind him, but he did lose his composure, and I thought throughout the course of the game he regained it, but you know, I wouldn't speak for him and I wouldn't make an excuse for him. I mean, I don't know, people do from time to time drop a ball, even people who have his ability, but he was on his way to the end zone on that first play as well, so. But I'll talk to him about it. I'm gonna discuss any more. Whatever we have to discuss, we'll discuss in private.
Tom, did you get, at any point to consider just sitting him down to let him cool off a little bit?
You want me to take him out of off the game?
Well, rather than getting personal fouls, maybe.
How many did he get?
Three.
Well, that just goes to show you again, he lost his composure.
Coach, but did you say anything to DRC? He had a chance for a pick six, it appeared, and he didn't start the second half, but
yes.
He came back and
yeah.
Made a good block.
He came back and made an excellent block. He dropped probably a surefire score with an interception, and he, you know, started to alternate there in the second, in the third quarter, too, so some technique work that's got to be done there.
Do you feel like your team lost its composure there for a little bit in the third quarter when it all seemed to fall apart?
I don't. If we did, we gained it back.
What changed for you in your mind between then? You know, it was
all of a sudden we started to. What changed? I just said that. We scored the second touchdown, and then I think from there we gained some momentum.
Tom, your defense in the fourth quarter had gotten stops.
Yes.
But then they needed the last one, which is impossible this year. What was your sense? I mean, Cam seemed to make it look pretty easy down there. You know,
well, his pulling the ball down and running did, for him, was, you know, that was the blow, I thought, was his running the ball. And we had some trouble with that earlier on, too. But we were playing coverage, and he pulled the ball down and ran. And once he got started, it was hard to stop him. So, but that you're asking me if that was a big play. Yeah, that was a big play.
I mean, this is, what, the third or fourth time you've lost on the last play of the game. Is these, you know, stump punches, I mean, is it difficult to?
Sometimes lower.
First quarter, I think it was 7-up. It was 4th-and-1, if I remember correctly.
We punted.
Like territory. Did you really debate with yourself on that?
Not at that point. No, I thought we could pin them down in deep, and I expected us to stop them. We didn't get the ball punted down as far as you'd like it, but they were at the 11-yard line, and I'd probably do that again. That early stage of the game, I didn't want to. If we didn't make it, I didn't want to leave our defense in that field position.
Well, in the last two games, you've seemed to have a lot more success running the ball. What is it that you're?
I thought we did that better than anything for quite some time today, and it proved out that we are getting better at that. Rashad had some nice runs. Shane had some nice runs. Andre had a couple runs, and I thought that that was a real plus, even when things weren't going very well for us. But then at the end, when we were able to maneuver back and forth and Rashad breaks out of there with a big play, I thought that was a good sign for us.
They had a lot of success in the passing game. What made it so difficult for you guys?
What's that now?
Their passing game had a lot of success. What made it so difficult for you guys? What gave you trouble?
Their passing game?
Yeah.
I thought they executed well. I thought they hit some... they got the ball in the hands of real speed and caused us some issues that way. And they also had the threat of the quarterback draw and the run. So I think they executed pretty well is probably what you're asking me. Yeah.
Tom, do you have any concerns that the emotional part of his game could or can derail?
Sure, I do. I certainly do. And as I said, we had made great progress along those lines. And today was a step backwards, but I got to believe we'll regain that. Once he settles down, we'll be able to talk about it. And cooler heads, I'm thinking, will prevail.
Did you have time to go talk to him on the sideline during the game, or did you know if anyone?
I walked with him, but I didn't. At that point in time, my mind was involved in something else.
Was it ever a consideration for any reason, including his own safety, to take him out for and then have him cool off?
It was a consideration. Matter of fact, it was a strong consideration, but it didn't happen.
Why not?
Because I didn't take him out.
What was your reasoning for it?
Because I wanted him to play the game.
Tom, in some other part...
He had to learn. He's got to learn at some point how to deal with some things on the field.
You're willing to deal with the penalties?
No, I'm not willing to deal with the penalties. I'm not willing to deal with anything. I want him out there to win the football game. But, again, he's a player on our team, and he made some mistakes today. But, you know, I'm hoping he'll recognize that and get over it.
Tom, at some points in this season, a loss like this might be something you can learn from or build on. This late in the season with the playoffs going that way, is it not bad? Is it much more crushing?
It's always a crush to lose. And it's difficult to lose under those circumstances right there. But we'll find a way. We'll find a way to keep fighting. That's what we do.
One more question.
Yes, as head coach Tom Coughlin says, they find a way to keep fighting. He's proud of their comeback. But once again, the bottom line is he's disappointed because his team is now 6-8 and their chances of making a playoff took a big hit today. Imani, let me start with you because you and I have been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. Two glaring problems on defense. Missed tackles and catches that should be interceptions. And again, you know, we could talk about Odell's drop for a touchdown, but DRC had a pick six. That's the second or third time this season, all for naught.
If you're playing the undefeated Carolina Panthers team, and this the one thing that I noticed about them today is they play pretty close to the vest. They're not going to give you many opportunities to beat them, and they're not going to beat themselves. So when you have an opportunity to make those types of plays, you have to make it. You have to, you know, DRC has to make that catch. Odell Beckham has to catch that touchdown just to get them uncomfortable. Because what I noticed early on is they were a little tight. After it became 7-7, I looked on the sideline, and I saw the entire Carolina Panthers team huddled up. It's 7-7. What is there to be huddled up about? This team is playing very tight, and I expect them to lose before this season's out. I do not think this team is going to go undefeated. They are not relaxed enough to go undefeated.
Well, the pressure of going undefeated is a problem.
Yes.
But I think what happened in this particular case is the Giants have some opportunities to make the plays. I keep saying that over and over again. They don't make them, and then all of a sudden Carolina starts playing excited. And once they get excited, the momentum is in their favor. They're high-fiving, they're bumping and going. You know, and there's a lot of questions there about Odell Beckham. Can you take him out of the game? Do you take him out of the game? I may have even taken him out of the game, but you need that kid to play. That's your best player. You got to find a way to make him play. Get him. Cooler heads got to prevail. He's got to figure it out.
Yeah, you're not going to take your best player out of the game.
And let's be honest, these were physical mistakes he was making. It wasn't a lot of formation penalties or offsides or run the wrong route. I mean, we saw those years where Eli Manning and the receivers weren't on the same page, and you saw a lot of pick sixes. So these were physical mistakes, and this is something that...
Emotional.
Emotional. The emotions of the game, you still got to play. You still got to keep swinging yourself out of that slump, if you will. And that's what Coach Coughlin did in electing to keep Odell Beckham in the game throughout the course of some of those penalties.
As you say, you can't take your best player out of the game, emotions or not. All right. A lot more coming up. Stay right where you are. More business to take care of. Guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to the terrific Ben & Jack's Steakhouse located in Manhattan at 5th Avenue at 28th Street. We're talking about from the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere. Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. Again, as I say, you're watching Giants post-game live here on My9. A lot more coming up. We'll hear from Eli Manning and a lot more, so stay right where you are. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Let's now go inside MetLife Stadium. Paul Dottino with Kerry Wynn. Paul?
Well, thanks, guys. And Kerry Wynn joins us down here in the Coaches Club. And Kerry, I can't even imagine, again, what you guys are going through with the way these games have ended time and time again this year. Could you take me through that last drive? What are you guys looking for? And, of course, Cam Newton a couple of times tucked that ball down. He's just so elusive, so strong, so difficult to bring down.
I mean, yeah, he's really difficult to play against, you know, because you got to be aware of, you know, rush lanes and, you know, can't rush too high or whatnot. Because, you know, he's the type of guy that he can scramble and take it 40 yards if you get a chance. So, you know, it's we really just have to be disciplined when we rush him.
Now, you were part of a turnover, recovering a fumble, that allowed the Giants to make this 28-point comeback. There was the blocked field goal. There was the fumble recovery. As the Giants continued to fight scratch and claw, you did it in a variety of ways. That at least has to make you proud.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it half. You know, we're not the type of team. We don't have the type of guys on this team to, you know, just back down and hang it up. You know, we knew all it was going to take was one play. And the field goal, you know, the field goal block was huge. And just keep stacking plays and turnovers and keep building momentum. Next thing you know, well, we're back in the game.
Now, again, they were 13-0 coming in, and so many people talked about, well, they're going for the undefeated record. Now that the week is done, what was your guys' mentality coming into this game? Obviously, you had to believe you could win. You had to believe that they were beatable. What did you expect to be able to do against them, and what did you do that you were so happy to plan for?
We don't go in any game not expecting to win. I know they're a great team. They're an undefeated team, but they, you know, in our eyes, they're not an unbeatable team. So we knew we came in very confident, like we do every other game. We'll be just as confident, you know, next week against the Vikings. But we came in, you know, ready for a battle and ready to win.
Does the fight that you guys show here in the end of this game and you've shown all season, does that show you the kind of fight that the Giants are going to have the last 2 weeks of this schedule, regardless of what the standings say?
I mean, I know we can't, you know, control our destiny at this point. But we're going to do everything in our power to finish, you know, these next two games strong, and hopefully we still have a shot.
Kerry Wynn, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. You know, when you're talking about all that fight, it means things didn't work out good for you. You're not talking about your victory. You're talking about all that fight. Anyway, speaking of fight, we'll hear from Odell Beckham Jr. coming up. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live right here on My Nine.
This holiday, Ford, America's best-selling brand, is giving you more. The Ford Holiday.
right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Let's now go back inside MetLife Stadium here from Odell Beckham Jr.
Did things between you and Norman go too far?
It's unfortunate we lost. You know, it's what we've been dealing with all season as far as finishing games, and it comes down and it hurts to lose games like that. It hurts to have to watch a game when a field goal go up. You know, two times against undefeated great teams. It's unfortunate. It's kind of been the way of our season.
You and Norman, did it go too far?
Like I said, it's unfortunate we lost. It was a tough game. It was a very tough game. They're a great team. There's a reason they're 14-0. They finish games like that, and they did that today.
Odell, coach said that he thought you lost your composure in that first half.
Like I said, it's unfortunate we lost. You know, going against a great team like that, you want to beat them. You know what you're up against, and you want to win, and you're going to compete.
Three personal fouls, is that something you obviously don't want to do during those games?
Definitely not. You never want to hurt your team like that. You know, and I've learned it all throughout my life. You know, always second man gets called, always that. It's just unfortunate. You know, you go back and watch the film tomorrow, and you learn from it.
Is it difficult in this physical game to keep your emotions in check?
No, it's not. You know, you're out there competing. You're competing against one of the best teams in the league. And anybody who has a passion for football is going to go as hard as they can. So, like I said, it's unfortunate we lost to such a great team. They continue their streak. They're obviously one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, like I said, it's not fun losing games.
You had zero catches in the first half, which is unusual for you.
Two drops on my behalf. I dropped a post. It seemed as if those moments I talk about, I told people before, it's like it's almost not even real. Those are fairy tale moments that you look to, and opportunities could, you know, like I always say it, opportunities, they come and they go, and you can either seize the moment or you let them go by. And it was one that just thought it was so easy, and you let it go by, and that's the moment you can never have back. And on top of that, the other ball hit my hand. So that's two plays that, you know, I could have had and sparked the team. No, like I said, this is it's a tough game. Going against a team like that, 14-0 for a reason, and so fortunately we lost, so we did.
Were you at all worried about getting thrown out at any point, both of you?
No. We're out there playing football, you know. We're competing. You know, you're a competitor, I'm a competitor, we're always going to go at it. Anybody who's played sports, you know, you're competitive, you're going to go as hard as you can. So.
Was it personal?
I don't know what that means. What was all personal?
Was something said beforehand?
Nothing was said.
Was it tough not to contemplate how that game might have been different had you held on to that apparent touchdown?
Could've, would've, should've. You know, we could've scored the first week in Dallas, and we could've won the game. You could've, there's many balls that I could've caught. I don't think about could've, would've, should've. So you keep going from there. Like I said, it's unfortunate that I let an opportunity pass, you know, right through my hands. You blow by the defender, and Eli puts it exactly where it needs to be. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better ball, couldn't ask for a better play, and I just let the opportunity go.
Is there anything the refs might have said after what appears to be the headshot, the helmet-to-helmet hit? Did they say anything to you, or?
I didn't know what the flag was for, so I can't really speak much on it.
You did take a run at him and hit him in the helmet. You went helmet-to-helmet. You know, with the NFL's concern about head safety, is there any concern on your part that they'll be?
Not really. You go look at the film. I caught a slant, and man's diving across my face. Like I said, bro, this is a tough game.
When you came back,
like I said, this is a tough game. This is a tough game.
All right, a disappointed Odell Beckham Jr. You know, guys, I think unanimously we can all agree Odell was a little too wired up, did lose some of his composure early in the game. That said, though, here's a guy in the money you and I have been talking about all season. He competes, and he said it several times, competes on every play. So it's really hard to beat Odell Beckham Jr. up. And the thought of taking him out of the game, quite frankly, to me, is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And one thing that you didn't realize what was happening when he was getting off, going back and forth with Norman, he was getting the rest of his team fired up. I mean, you look at how Jennings started running the ball harder after
you know, all these penalties started flying. He kept fighting and fighting, and got everybody else to buy in. So I think that it was a good thing. He ended up getting his team ready. We ended up having a big comeback. So, you know, I think this is a guy who competes hard, and sometimes you don't like the way it looks, but that's the way he competes.
I think that's exactly right. Here's what people don't like. They don't like for you not to say anything. They don't like for you not to show any emotion. They don't like for you to be like, oh, humbug, and it's sitting around. And then when you show it, they don't like for you to show it. If the Giants win the game, all of a sudden, man, you're fired up. You're playing great. You're really showing the fire. If you lose the game, oh, well, did that cost you? Couldn't you keep a cooler head? And that's what people on the outside see. You got to take it either it's good or bad, but you got to like the excitement. You got to like the fact that he likes to fight. You got to like the fact that he likes to compete. I'm sorry that's not, you know, what kids want to see at home or what the coaches are going to say, but that's what I want to see. I want to see a player who wants to win on every play.
Hey, and as an offensive lineman, I like seeing a receiver and a corner going after it because I know what's going on in the trenches. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to make me run down the field, short pass, cover down the field, picking the guy up off the pile. I mean, that's going to make me act differently as an offensive lineman if I'm seeing a receiver do that. So, mm-hmm. you know, and you saw with Pugh. Pugh had a penalty that got called off. Guy kept in motion, kept the ball. He slammed him on the ground because he thought the play was live. So it did raise the in terms of level of emotion for everybody.
It was a lull there for a second.
And golly, one of the most favorite things I like to see on a football field when he was playing was Roman running down the field. That's a show. All right, we got a lot more coming up, especially quarterback Eli Manning. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9.
coming down from 35-7, coming back from 35-7 down?
Proud of the way the guys fought back. Wasn't easy out there, but we just kind of said, hey, let's go get one score and see what happens. And we were able to put a good drive together, did a couple of nice plays. Got it 35-14, and then defense got some stop. We had another great drive, and Rashad breaks a long one, and so all of a sudden now we got a little momentum, still a lot of time, and we're right back in the game.
You have a good running attack against Miami again today. What does that do to help the offense?
No, it helps. It's big time. When you can run the ball and hit a couple big, long ones, and Rashad breaking a long one. Shane had a couple nice ones when we had a second real long and first real long, and broke one for about 15 yards on our second scoring drive to get 14. It was a nice play after a penalty, and so. Gets the safeties come down a little bit more and slows down that pass rush and gets us in good rhythm.
Football's an emotional game. Odell drops the touchdown in the first quarter, catches a tying one out there. When you see players just show so much emotion out there, how much does it hurt? How much does it help the team?
Guys want to play well. Guys want to win. It's important to them. So there's going to be. There's going to be some emotion, and that's fine. You just got to be able to make sure it's being done the right way, and make sure it's helping the team and not doing anything to harm the team.
On the interception, what did you see out there? The one that you
ball just got tipped. I was throwing it away, and ball got tipped out. Tipped a little bit out of the hand, or my elbow got hit, so it just got fluttered up there, and I got a cheap one.
I know you always look forward to the next game and you're still in the playoff run, but do you ever peek back and look at, you've had now four losses like in the last couple of seconds of games?
There's no doubt we've lost some close ones and had opportunities, and we've had several that are very, very similar to this one, and come down to the final minutes and seconds of a game or last second field goal, and just weren't able to hold them off, and got didn't make enough plays earlier in the game to get us a lead or get us keep it closer, and they're a good team and they did a good job and got the win, but definitely had some tight ones this year that could have gone different ways. No, just kind of went through my progression and had a double move on them out there. They were playing man, and which they didn't play much all day, and so finally got him one-on-one, and got him a little double move, and it was able to get the touchdown.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning. Eli was asked about so many games that could have gone the other direction, but you want to know what? The real good teams win those games, and the not-so-good teams don't.
I tell you what, there were more than just a few games. I think about eight games where the last few seconds and something goes wrong, somebody doesn't make a play. The big thing is they ask a lot about the offense. The defense has to make plays. You got to get a stop. You got to get off the field. Sometime during the game, a lot of those games, it wasn't the offense trying to drive the ball down the field and coming up short. A lot of those games, it was just you got to get one stop. Just one stop, one third down stop, make them punt the ball, it's over. They just couldn't do it.
All right, let me address something here, though. JPP has been playing his butt off. Since he has come back, he's playing hard, he's playing spirit, he's giving you 200%. Bottom line is, though, he's got one hand that is all bandaged up, and on a couple of plays, in particular, the one that big gainer by Cam Newton, 46 yards, he couldn't grab him. On another play, he couldn't grab him, and he's playing with a severe handicap with that hand.
Well, I mean, as an offensive lineman, I've broken my hand and I've played with a club on that right hand, and there's certain things you can't do. But that was temporary, and I think. But this is something that JPP's going to have to deal with. He had an interview with Michael Strahan today earlier. They showed on the telecast, and he said that he's not going to let it stop him, and he's given it 100%. He's definitely had a heightened sense of awareness, his instincts, but obviously, physically, his body's going to have to adjust. I mean, we've seen some plays that he could have made, Cam Newton scrambling, some of those things that had he been able to grip, he would have made those plays. But at the end of the day, he's a fighter, he's a competitor, and he hasn't let this issue affect how he approaches the game of football.
And his presence on the field has actually helped this Giants pass rush. I mean, Robert Harris has gotten a lot more sacks since JPP has been back.
Yep.
Not only does he, you know, it's not only just sack, the sack number that JPP gets, but what he does, his effect against the run, I think that's another issue that I think he brings value to the Giants football team. And, yeah, he's definitely going to have to learn how to deal with that. But I think that he's been getting better and better each week,
yep,
in better football shape. And I think that by next year he'll be ready.
I think the thing, real quick, but I think the thing is it limits his range. That's the thing that people aren't thinking about, how far he can reach, how far he can go, the range. He's got to learn to take another step, an extra couple steps to get closer to guys to make plays. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get closer to him.
Hit that thing right on the Q-tip. Right
at the right time. All right. Still a lot more to come. We'll be hearing from Shane Vereen. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on MyNine.
Day or what you've been through this whole season, if you can describe it, and I know you played a lot of football since the time you were a little tot, what could you tell me to make me feel and understand what you guys are going through?
I've been playing football since I was 9, and in all my life, all the close games I've had, I've never had this many in one season. I mean, it's incredible. Or at least, you know, the good thing about today is that we fought. And we fought for four quarters. We played tirelessly for four quarters. You know, you got to tip your hat off to Carolina. They're a good team, and they capitalized on our mistakes. And, you know, there's some mistakes that we needed to not make or capitalize on their mistakes. And, you know, they're a good team. And against a team like that, you know, yes, you got to keep playing for four quarters. And we did, just unfortunately, on the wrong end of it.
What kind of game did you expect coming in? So many people had said, well, the Giants are the underdog because they're undefeated. But the Giants usually play teams like this very well. And certainly some of the matchups seem to favor you guys. So what did you expect to be able to do against them? What went right and what went wrong?
Honestly, throughout the season, if you watch tape on Carolina, there's never one thing against that defense that works consistently. You gotta be solid across the board, and good defenses make you do that. And you know, that's kind of how they play today. And we weren't sure coming into the game how much we were gonna run the ball, how much we were gonna pass, or what packages we were gonna get. And we just kind of had to play, and you know, just play with what they gave us. And you know, that's kind of what we did.
Given the fact that the season has been such a heartbreaking campaign, and then you guys are down by numerous scores in the second half, and the stadium's quiet, where did you guys find it from within yourselves to dig, and fight and come back and tie this thing?
Well, you just said it. We found it within ourselves, within the team. I think this whole season we've had to rely on just the guys on the team for so many times. You know, there's been a lot of times we've been counted out, a lot of times this, that, said, but we've always stayed together. We've always stuck together as a team, and you know, in a game like this, it really showed through. Coming back from 35-7, I've never been a part of a comeback quite like that, and you know, we fought.
Yeah, four straight touchdowns, certainly something to be proud of. Shane Breen, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, well, Shane Breen says he's been playing football since he's nine, hasn't been involved in so many close games as he has been in this one, and I think none of us, covering it or playing it, have been involved in so many close games, but it is what it is. But let's talk about one other guy, Rashad Jennings, with the first 100-yard game for the Giants this season. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he's gotten into a rhythm with starting last week getting more carries.
Yeah, we've been saying this for weeks, guys, that all these week after week, you look down the charts at the end of the game, the stats, 8 carries for 20 yards, 6 carries, 7 carries. You give one guy the ball enough times, he will break. And you look at this defense, they were the fourth defense in the league, guys, only giving up 85 yards a game. So the duel against this Carolina defense really showed that the game plan was efficient, that they ran the ball well in spots, and when things were going well, they kept coming back to them. You didn't see a big run and then throw the ball 4 times in a row like you see a lot of teams do now. So my hat's off to this running game. I mean, it's been a year, but unfortunately, it wasn't enough to win the game. But, again, it shows what you can do when you run the ball, control the clock, then you have your shots downfield.
It shows you what you could do when you get a running back who's used to getting the ball 20 times a game,
yep,
and getting him oiled up and getting him ready to go. I think the fact that you can't keep putting players in and out. Who's your best running back? Put him in there and see if he's going to do it or not. And if he doesn't, put somebody else in the next game. But you got to give him that opportunity, because those big backs especially wear on you towards the fourth quarter. And that's kind of the what I saw him do today, and how Rashad really got going. And it's good to see, because it really helped and took a lot of pressure off of Eli and really opened things up for Odell Beckham and others in the passing game.
The running game makes the safeties creep up and makes everybody else play so well. I hate to say this, but, you know, I think the running game for the Giants, the one running back is Rashad Jennings. He should say, hey, look, I want the ball. He shouldn't be so like, hey, look, okay, you're going to carry. No, I want all the carries.
Tiki never came out.
A lot of backs know, like, hey, look, don't give him the ball. I want it every time. When you're a little selfish, I hate to say it, it helps you out a little bit when you're playing the spot.
Well, you know what? After these last two games, I don't think he's going to need to ask for it. I think he's going to get it. Let's hope so. Anyway, we got our final thoughts coming up, so stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. right, welcome back to Giants Postgame Live. Read it, then leave, folks. There you see the current NFC East standings with 2 weeks to go. Washington sits atop at 7-7. The Eagles who play Arizona tonight. And you're certainly going to root for the Cardinals if you're a Giants fan to win that game. They're followed by the Giants at 6-8 and the Cowboys at 4-10. And that is what is left for your Giants. Next Sunday night in Minnesota, and we will certainly see you after that one late. They're in Minnesota against the Vikings, and they wrap up here January 3rd, another 1 o'clock game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and hopefully the Giants are still alive, and that counts for something, but they're going to need help along the way.
Yeah, well, it's a two-game season, and, you know, you look at this game, a lot of things were said, and where you don't put this in the category of another fourth-quarter collapse because they came back from a deficit. It showed that they didn't have quit in this team, but at the end of the day, they're a 6-8 team. I said that at the opening. You lost by 3 points in the fourth quarter because you couldn't stop Cam Newton and that offense when you had to stop him.
You know, we've all played from teams that weren't the greatest teams.
Absolutely.
And when you sit at home and you go home tonight, you're evaluating yourself, you're trying to figure out what to do, start thinking about, okay, where am I going to be next year? Am I going to still be a Giant? Am I going to still be in the league? And that's what's going to motivate you. You got to start thinking about, hey, I want to, you know, continue to play. And I got to start showing up late in the season. I hope we make the playoffs. I hope we do well. Well, I'm going to do well. I'm going to make sure. And whatever's going on, I'm going to take care of it.
Self-preservation.
Hey, man, it happens.
That's what it is. And, you know, when you talk about self-preservation, let's be honest about it, guys. In particular, on defense, there's going to be personnel changes next season.
A lot. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes. But, I mean, this team, you got to look at, you know, they lost to two undefeated teams this season by last-second field goals. So, I mean, this team, they're close. But, you know, in this game, close gets you a new address. You know, you're playing for a different team.
Close guy far away, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, some of those missed opportunities. You talk about the missed pick six with DRC. A lot of missed tackles this year. That was highlighted on the Monday night game a week ago. So you don't want this season to be defined as missed opportunities or missed opportunities in the fourth quarter. So fix it. Feel good about it. Hopefully a 2-0 stretch down these last two games, and that will be it.
All right, 2-0 could do it because you know the Redskins aren't going to win the next two games in a row.
From your mouth to the man upstairs ears. Let's hope he is. All right, for Amani Toomer, Howard Cross, Roman Oban, I am Russ Salzberg. Thanks for being part of Giants Postgame Live here on My Nine. We'll see you next Sunday night following the Giants in Minnesota against the Vikings. Till then, have yourselves a great week, a Merry Christmas, and again, we will see you next week.
We now join our regularly